Can you basically give some of the differences between an accountant in the S quadrant versus somebody like me? What are some of the things that I can use that an accountant cannot use?
Well, one of the biggest ones is an accountant, an attorney, an engineer. There's a whole list of specific occupations.
Doctors.
Doctors, absolutely. If they form a C corporation, they are frequently what's called a personal service corporation or a qualified personal service corporation. What does that mean? That means they have a flat tax they pay of 35%.
If they use a C corporation.
Right.
Now, if me, being the C student, what if I use a C corporation as a B, but I'm not a professional?
That's the part that's so amazing. It's a totally different tax rate schedule.
I can pay zero taxes, right?
Well, you get more write-offs, and the first $50,000 of taxable income is at 15%. Now, remember this poor doctor over here, the guy who was really smart in school and did all that extra training.
He makes the $50,000.
At 35%.
Whereas I make $50,000 as a class dummy and only tax at 15%. I mean, when you started telling me that there was the 86 Tax Reform Act, I'm going, the only person that reformed were the high-paid professionals. So, Diane, that came out actually January 1st, 1987, right? The 87 Tax Reform Act. And so what happened then, well, that's when real estate crashed. Remember, the reason the real estate started to go down in 87 was because what the tax law did was take away some of the big real estate deductions away from doctors, lawyers, and accountants. Is that what happened?
Well, absolutely. Prior to that time, a lot of highly compensated professionals, such as doctors, got involved in strip malls and other businesses, and they did it totally for the fast depreciation that they got. Well, suddenly, these highly paid professionals weren't able to take those write-offs anymore. So they pulled out, and because the whole thing was based on basically a tax scheme instead of sound business, the real estate values plummeted, which pulled others down, and that's what gave this wonderful buying opportunity in 1990 and 91, a few years after all of the changes that had come about because of the 1986 Tax Reform Act.
Right. So if you remember what happened, that led to the market crash of 87. That started crashing because the savings and loans started to go out also, and the confidence went out of the market. And the reason for that was up until that time, the doctors, lawyers, accountants, engineers were using real estate as kind of a tax hedge. The 86 Act took that away from them, and all of a sudden, real estate was no longer the joy of investing as people thought it was. They started to dump their real estate. Prices plummeted. And so they could no longer use, in my experience, the best investment in the world, which is real estate. We'll be going into that into a later subject. Suddenly, all these doctors, lawyers, and highly paid people had to go into paper assets, such as 401ks, IRAs, SIPs, and KEOs. But the real estate went across the quadrant to the B's and I's, some people like me, and I started to buy real estate at such a high rate of speed because I wasn't a doctor, accountant, and attorney, and the tax law still worked for me. It didn't work for the doctors and attorney. And people say, how did I become rich? It was a change in the tax law that caused the doctors and lawyers and accountants to divest themselves of all this great real estate. We started buying it on pennies on the dollar, and then it came back up again. It was one of the best buying opportunities I have ever seen. But as my rich dad was warning me, watch this tax act. Watch this. It's going to come. It's going to come. It's going to hit. And what it was the rich have made the rules, which goes into the last of the dates. You know, we have 1943, the current Tax Payment Act. We have the 86 Act. But the real rule started in 1215, which was the signing of the Magna Carta in England. And that's when the rich B stands for barons, or the rich. They went to King John at Runnymede and say, King, you no longer make the rules. From now on, the rich make the rules. So ever since then, in my opinion, in my rich dad's opinion, the tax law has been written by the rich, the B quadrant, in their favor. So we've all heard the golden rule, which is do unto others as you have and do unto you. My rich dad said that's not the rule. The other rule I've heard is he who has a goal makes the rules. That's not the rule. My rich dad said the real golden rule is he who makes the rules keeps the gold. I'm not saying the tax laws are fair, but I am saying they're different. And if you operate from the B and the I side, the right side of the quadrant, you can use the tax laws in your favor. If you're in the E and the S side, generally the tax laws are against you. The most important thing is not about tax avoidance or tax evasion. What the B quadrant gives you is more control over when you pay your taxes and how much you pay in taxes.